Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens. Governor Snyder had a pretty upbeat State of the State message to relay to the legislature and to the entire state, beginning with a budget surplus.
I always like to ask the question, why do we have a surplus? It's because our economy is succeeding. But what do you do with that? Well, I don't believe in playing traditional politics. I'm not a career politician. When you look at these things, I'm a CPA by training. The right way to look at it, as my view, is we should act like a family, a big family of 10 million people. And we should all be sitting around the kitchen table. And the first question we should be asking is to say, what's our mortgage payment? What are our long-term bills? It goes to the point of making sure we're paying our pension liabilities, all those long-term liabilities. Where have we put off paying for things that we should have? And we've done that in the state in terms of underinvesting in a number of areas, including areas like early childhood. Let's make sure we're paying those things, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we make sure we have some dollars in our savings account, a rainy day fund, in case we have unforeseen circumstances? We've done some pretty good deposits, but that balance is not what it should be. So we have a number of things that we should be taking care of, because it's not about a government that simply says, let's spend everything. And it's not about a government that simply says, let's do a tax cut for everything. It's not about politics. It's about being a family and being smart. So let's be smart about how we handle this situation. Let's talk about that list. I believe, though, when I've looked at that list, there's going to be an opportunity for some tax relief. And when I talk about tax relief, the people that come to mind in particular are those hardworking Michiganders that get up every day. They pack their lunch to go to work. They work hard all day. They come home tired. And when after they get home, they're worried about their bills. I don't think we can solve all their issues, but we can help. So when we have this discussion, let's try to stay focused on making sure we're being fiscally responsible, not just for us, but for our children. But let's also work hard to say where it goes, and it should go to those hardworking folk. Now, in closing, I've covered a lot, but if you go back to the last decade again, we had a lot of ups and downs, and they were ugly ups and downs. I talked about it. What were we up on? Unemployment. What were we down on? Personal income. What were we down on? Population. This is an ugly list. So I did a new list. I did a list since 2010, 2011, of some ups and downs. Let me walk through some downs first, and then let's do some ups. Downs. Violent crime, infant mortality, unadopted children, homelessness, regulations, the state's long-term liabilities, ups, private jobs, labor force, per capita income, population, home sales, home prices, building permits, K-12 investment, access to preschool, third grade reading proficiency, veteran services, senior protection, rainy day fund, and the state credit rating. That's a pretty darn good list, folks. So stepping back again, the last decade was a bad decade. 2011, we started relentless positive action to reinvent Michigan. We've become the comeback state, but our work is not done. Tonight was a night to go through a list of accomplishments, but it is not a night of complacency nor contentment. With the success we've had, it should breed success. It should, just as I told the Colonel, it's about keeping your foot on the gas, because this is critically important. We have an opportunity to build a great Michigan today and for the future. It's about creating a land of opportunity. We need to ensure We need to strengthen the opportunity for every Michigander to say they want to be in the state. They want to raise their children in the state. They can have a great life in the state. We're on the path to do that. Let's not stop. Let's reinforce that effort. So my call to each one of you that are here tonight in the public sector is to let's stand up and let the citizens of Michigan know we are not going to let them down, that they can count on us to deliver, to make Michigan the comeback state, not just for 3 years, but for the next few decades, to make us back on the top again. Thank you so much.
House Minority Leader Tim Grimmel of suburban Detroit had the official Democratic response.
It's important to take a look back and understand why Michigan and its families are still struggling, even as the job growth of most other states outpaces ours. Over the past few years, Republicans have demanded a lot of you and your family. They've rewritten the tax code in a way that demands you pay higher taxes, while corporations that donate millions of dollars to their campaigns pay much less. They've created a new tax on retirement income and on other forms of income that seniors rely on. They've slashed the homestead property tax credit for homeowners so severely that 400,000 families no longer qualify for it. They've drastically cut the state's earned income tax credit, punishing many hardworking Michigan families. And they've eliminated tax credits and deductions your family relies on. The $600 per child tax deduction is gone, and so is the charitable giving tax credit. As a result, Michigan families have seen their tax burden increase by more than $2 billion in just the past 2 years alone. Meanwhile, Republicans have also shortchanged our young people's future by dramatically cutting funding for local schools across our state. That's led to school districts closing buildings, laying off thousands of teachers, and increasing class sizes for students. Some school districts have even been dissolved because they couldn't afford to stay open. Others have been taken over by the state and are now run as charter school districts by out-of-state, for-profit corporations. Instead of pursuing real school reform, Republicans have just offered experiments that benefit for-profit corporations running online cyber schools in an attempt to deliver education on the cheap. These corporations are beholden to their shareholders instead of putting your kids first. At the same time, the state's biggest corporations were given a massive tax break. Republicans reduced and eliminated taxes on big corporations and promised us that this would flood our state with jobs. But it's been 3 years, and those jobs are nowhere to be seen. While the rest of the country has seen their unemployment rates go down, ours is far higher than the national unemployment rate and is the third highest among all 50 states. In short, Republicans made your family pay higher taxes and weaken schools in exchange for jobs that never materialized. The record of the past 3 years is clear, and the Republican plan isn't working. Even so, Republicans tonight laid out a roadmap for the coming year that just promises more of the same. But we don't need more of the same. We don't need more financially struggling schools that can't afford to stay open. We don't want to see seniors continuing to struggle to make mortgage payments, struggle to heat their homes, and struggle to afford groceries because Republicans raise their taxes. We don't need more government handouts for big corporate special interests. What we need are leaders who share your priorities. We need a state that prioritizes better schools for our kids so they can compete for the best jobs of tomorrow, and so we have the talented and educated workforce that will attract high-paying jobs to Michigan. We need economic security for middle-class families across our state. And we need tax relief for families like yours so that you can plan for your future and budget for your children's education. And most of all, we need to make it easier for family-run small businesses to succeed and grow. We need more jobs, good-paying jobs, so our kids can afford to stay in Michigan and start families here. Working together, we look forward to making Michigan a better place to work and retire, to grow a small business, and to raise a family.
That's Tim Grimmel, the House Minority Leader, with the official Democratic response to the Governor's State of the State address, which he delivered to a joint session of the Michigan Legislature on Thursday night. That's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.